Ho ho ho! Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode of Modified Role. This episode we have the live recording from Dragon Meet this year, where we once again put on Dungeons & Dragons The Pantomime, this year featuring our own Danny as the Fairy Godmother, Emily of RP Geeks as Prince, Naomi of Secrets of St. Kilda and so many other things that she's been in, as the back end of the horse, and finally Liv from The Three Black Halflings as Clarice, the head of the horse. As you can imagine, just from those introductions alone, this was insane. I had so much fun running this for these guys. They put on such an amazing show, and we just have to thank everyone at Dragonmeet who came to see us. It was absolutely phenomenal. We packed the room, we had to turn people away. We were so incredibly overwhelmed by the support that we saw for the show. And of course, we absolutely have to thank Fiona and Mira for putting on podcasts on again at Dragonmeet, and for all their work putting on the live shows. And some people may not be aware, but John from Trolls of the Two Ton Bridges, who runs all the tech side for the Actual Play UK stream, was also running all the tech for the live shows. And so we have to say that while this recording isn't technically sponsored, the live show itself absolutely was sponsored by Electrovoice, who provided all of the equipment for all of the live shows. So we cannot thank them enough for all the support they gave and all the work that John put in to make it what it was. But we just wanted to shout all those people out up front before we get into the show. There'll be no mid-roll breaks in this one. We're just going to let you get straight on and enjoy Dungeons & Dragons The Pantomime Part 2, the re-panto-winning, recorded live at the Podcast Zone at Dragon Meet 2023.
For the record, only two of us are modified role, and that's what we're going to start with now is introductions. I am Jordan. I am the DM, the producer, editor for Modified Role. We have next to me Danny, one of the players in Modified Role, who is going to introduce herself and any socials she wants to promote.
I'm Danny. I'm on Modified Role, as Jordan said. And you can find me at Modified Role and D-Dubs on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere else. X, everywhere else.
And on my other side, we have Naomi. Naomi, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Naomi. You can find me at Naomi Thinks It all over the internet. I am on Realms Pod, where after this I'll be playing in Liminal as Three Card Monty, Chicken Nugget Wizard from the Estate. or you can find my show, The Secret St. Kilda.
Absolutely. And then going back to the other end, Emily, tell us about yourself.
Hello, I'm Emily Bates. I'm part of RP Geeks. You can find us all over the internet at RP Geeks D&D. I have socials too, but I never use them, so it's not worth it. And yeah, we're all, well, normally science communicators who like to throw in a little bit of knowledge with our D&D. It's fine. It's fun.
Show-offs. And at the far end, Liv.
Hi, I'm Liv. I am on a lot of social media platforms as at Does Dark Magic or at Olivia Does Dark Magic. It could be either one. I'm also a part of a podcast called Three Black Halflings. We'll be talking about...
Why didn't we get that?
Yeah, what?
true.
Only halflings. We talk about being POC in the tabletop industry and stuff, and pop culture and just fun stuff. And also I'm on Dicebreaker.
Yeah.
Which is a tabletop, the YouTube channel and website, and it's fun. Thank you, everyone.
So as everyone here is aware, we're here for D&D the Panto. That said...
Oh, no, we aren't.
Hey!
Your character's dead.
Oh. Yeah. We are...
So now, no longer Jordan, I am Fairy Tinkerbobbles, the good fairy, here to tell you the story of Snow White, or a version of Snow White. It's not going to be anything like the original. So, welcome all to the return of our Panto show, filled with more of the stories you all should know. We hear them each year as Christmas approaches and are warned by the laughter as cold weather encroaches. We've taken new stories and added our dice, dressed up the characters, some naughty, some nice. But this year's villain, well, we've gone above and beyond.
What's this nonsense? Some kind of call and respond? That's right, it's me, a player's the villain. And none of these lot even knew we'd put this bit in. Soz. You're too late, stupid fairy. My plan's underway. And no one here cares what you have to say.
No need for the insults and being so mean. Besides, your victory is yet to be seen. You may just think you've already won, but our heroes will soon have you on the run. They're brave and heroic and fighting for good, which means they'll achieve more than you ever could.
Ha! Your heroes are late and don't have a hope. I've already won, you stubborn old dope.
I really didn't know this was happening.
I'm just like, ooh, theatre. Yeah.
Better safe than sorry, they always say. I'd better butt in to make sure things go my way. I'll join your heroes in a brilliant disguise and twist and confuse them with devious lies.
Do your worst, you evil old witch. Our heroes won't be swayed by some silly old crone. But we've argued enough, the others have not had a word, and our story is already getting a little absurd. So settle in and listen as we begin to regale with Once Upon a Time and the beginning of our tale. The fun... The fun part is these guys literally didn't know that was happening.
I was really scared that I had a line.
I was like, I don't have a script.
I was sweating.
Naomi, this means something different for me than...
Yeah!
you'll realise what...
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When we get to the character introductions, this is going to be very interesting.
Oh, no.
So...
Oh, wow. Okay. let's go.
We start our story in the town of Soggy Bottom once again. This time, some years have passed, there's a new king in charge, and you guys have all been invited... to a wedding, the wedding of Snow White and her prince, who has awoken her from her slumber. And we're going to start as you guys are entering the party. So as we enter the main foyer into the dance hall, and these are already irritating me, if we move into the dance hall, Emily, what is your character's name? Give us a bit of description and what are they doing?
My character's name is Prince. And I have
the name, not the symbol.
Yes, no, the name. The prince known as Prince. And... from a neighbouring kingdom, handsome, brave, about 18, a little bit of a child, wearing red, wonderful boots, which I'm going to come out from the table.
They are stunning boots.
That's the main thing you need to know. Wonderful boots. Yes, he's ruggedly handsome for an 18-year-old. He's not. It's like, but he thinks he is. He's got bum fluff, big flip cap.
This isn't already getting problematic.
He's 18.
About. What's the exact word you used?
About 18. 18 and a half. 18, 7 months and 3 days, actually.
So at the reception for the wedding, what would Prince be doing?
Just looking around. Trying to find my one true love.
Of course.
Are they there?
give me a perception check.
Ooh. I've made the worst character sheet I've ever had. 13.
13. There are some very, very good looking people around, whether or not they are your type. That's up for you to decide, but there's definitely some very good looking people here. This is, of course, a royal ceremony.
Right.
Of course, which means, therefore, they're all very pretty.
Okay.
We all know how that works, yes?
Right. Be brave, be brave, be brave.
Speaking of being brave, you've had somebody accompany you to this ceremony. Danny, why don't you introduce your character?
Hello, everyone. I'm Prince's fairy godmother, and I thought I was going to be the only fairy here today, but unfortunately they have dragged someone
all
else
right.
in.
Somebody has to change.
They actually told me, the agency told me, that they'd already had, they weren't having a good fairy this year, so I couldn't have that part. But here we are. It's fine.
We have to play to our strengths. Mm-hmm.
Yes, my name is...
I literally can't see you past these bloody wings.
But this is what cheap wings look like. Yes. Quality wings, you don't get that problem.
She's not wrong.
And my name is Dama Fortuna. I am... the fairy godmother to Prince, as we have already clarified. And I'm not going to tell you my age because a lady never says her age.
She's 305.
She looks good.
She looks great for it, yes.
But we have discussed this. I need you to not say that.
Right, but it's just one of the only few things I really know about you.
That's for a reason.
Okay.
Anyway. Need that skincare routine, though, please.
Yes. Anyway, I am here to accompany Prince and help find him...
one true love.
Yes, one true love. And fame and fortune.
Yes.
Because I'm paid on commission.
Yes. And I have nothing.
So we for some reason, zoom out of the hall where this party is taking place, and our view pans across the courtyard and into the stables. You're all about to find out why this is going to be really weird.
My mighty steed.
Naomi and Liv, could you please introduce your character?
Listen. Yeah, yeah, mind it, mind it. We're a pantomime horse.
Yes, we're a pantomime horse, and we were all aware of everyone's intentions before.
My character is Legs, and I'm the Legs of the horse.
My character is called Clarice, the front of the horse.
I don't get a name, I'm just the Legs.
Oh, we're quite the odd couple, aren't we? I'm also a cleric.
just so that everyone's clear, you know, it's not two people in a horse costume. It is very much a horse just sliced in the middle, magically staying apart. Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, Can't wait.
I had to point out, when I asked them about their character, they said, should we play a pantomime horse? I was like, what, like two people in a shit costume? I was like, no, a literal horse.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is going to be fun. So what?
No regrets.
I'm just going to, just because you're one character, I'm just going to refer to you as horse. What is the horse doing?
Chilling.
This is about what I expected.
I think that Legs is you know, it's been a long winter in the kingdom. There's not been a lot of like events. Legs is thinking about shining his horseshoes for the party. No head, just in there, and plaiting his own tail.
Somehow.
Through magic. Because he has a magical amulet that is helping him plait his own tail.
Let's go with that, sure.
Where's the amulet?
We said
I think it's like I'm under house arrest.
Tied to like your ankle.
Yeah. You look good, though.
But I look good.
Clarice, is just very frustrated, as it happens, because, you know, she knows at some point she wasn't this. she doesn't know what happened, but, you know, she's searching for guidance through her god, that maybe she became religious in order to get, you know, out of this situation. But regardless, she's very religious. And she's,
out of curiosity, because we actually haven't discussed this, but yeah. Have you, like, picked a god? Or is it just a generic sort of horse god?
The god of better hearts.
I think it's literally any god that would have her. So for that, I'm going to say Ilmata is the first one she walked into. Like, yeah, I can do this.
I like the idea of this horse just walking into a temple of Ilmata and being like, yeah.
Yeah, this will do.
Yeah. Approving
me now. Yeah, these are some of that's the equipment that they use for horses, right? Yes, very good, yeah. She's just like praying, muttering to herself, like, "Oh, what are you doing, Legs? What are you up to back there?"
Clarice, we've been together a long time.
That's such a long time. You still
as a body. Listen, all the brains are in your head, and I'm just an arse. So
you're so right, and I.
You're always one jump ahead. You're ahead of the curve, as it were.
Absolutely, yes.
Listen.
This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
I have my head around to my butt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have an ulterior motive, and I think we should go to this party for plot reasons.
Will I have a good party?
I mean, I've lost my glass slipper at the party, and I must go and retrieve it.
Oh, I wanted one what happened to the slipper? Yes, very good. Okay, no, sure, let's go. I'm kind of bored, honestly. I've been praying all day, so no, I'm happy. Let's go ahead. Let's go.
We trot along.
Trot, and then trot, trot, and then trot, trot.
Just to point out, I am struggling with this just as much as the rest of you.
It's only going to get weird.
I know. I am fully aware. You guys break out of your stall, because you would have been put in a stall. Yeah. I'm not going to make you roll, you just break out.
I've got central stats. I can ram things, I assume.
I also like that you didn't run that past me and say, yeah, I'm a centaur. Cool.
I assumed it would be fine.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm a human.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw your class as well. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. We're all spellcasters.
Oh, yeah. This is going to go well. You guys, as you're, I say you horse, break out of your stall, trot across the courtyard, and there are like carriages arriving, and all these people in all their like gowns and their formal attire climbing out and walking up the steps, and you just like push past them and just walk into the hall. Nobody stops you because everyone's like,
do they pass the other horses pulling the carriages?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Oh, and just for the record, I don't know what your intentions were, but you guys are a horse. No one can understand you.
Oh, great.
Listen. Interesting point.
Listen.
Do you have it?
All it takes is one girl to pat the side of our neck and be like, and then we are perfectly understood at all times.
Yep. And also, it's about how you enter the room, how you command the space. It's I don't need to speak.
Well, funnily enough, as you push your way up, just like shouldering past these nobles, a bunch of the guards kind of look at you and go, well, that horse must meant to be here. Otherwise,
it's a magical fairy.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be allowed in. In you go.
Oh, yes, it would.
Not yet. You guys barge your way into this party. There are people sharing drinks and there's food on.
Can I ask, Amy, how do we walk? Like, is it like a normal horse or is it like both, like, we're stood side by side and we're like, kind of like bent in a way a horse shouldn't be bent?
So you're like leading with the butt?
Like, kind of just, but we're both even, so it's the facing, we're both facing forward and we're
listen,
both even.
Listen, in my head, we're not attached. We just stand next to each other to look like a whole horse.
Again, not something we discussed. Not something they discussed.
Listen, I'm driving this car. Let's go.
Oh, God.
We're in a party. I'm a party horse.
You're the party horse. Oh, you guys enter the hall, and I'm going to assume just immediately start like trashing the food and drinks table.
I'm a lady.
No,
I would never.
No?
Yes.
What would you like to do then as you enter this party?
What are you up to?
I think that we spot the prince and fairy godmother.
They are very ostentatious. I think that goes without saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you think perhaps the fairy godmother could change us back to what we once were?
I shall ask.
Great.
You approach the fairy godmother.
A mighty steed.
Yeah, what you hear is a horse.
What is my voice? No, don't worry.
You tell me.
You know what it sounds like.
Fairy godmother, please can I have the horse?
Hello, fairy godmother. I'd like to be understood, please.
I think the butt is trying to talk to you. Maybe you should cast that spell that we have.
Speak with animals.
Yeah, no, none of us have to speak with animals.
Yeah, no. I know for a fact that the fairy godmother has speak with animals.
Oh.
She can cast it for free.
Oh. And will, when there's a horse.
Do we think that it wants something? Should I?
I don't really think you should do it. I mean,
okay. Calm down. Speak with animals.
Hello, sir. You looking for a horse?
I can't understand what it's saying. Still.
Oh,
for plot reasons. This is a group casting.
Oh, what? You're such a good fairy godmother. Hello. Yes, I need a mighty steed. Actually, I don't have one. Mummy wouldn't give me one.
We're two for the price of one.
Yes.
Are you? Because it looks like you're half, two halves for the price
half
of one.
Half. It's unclear what we are.
Yes.
So you buy one, you get one free.
Yes, I would like to ride you.
All right. Buy me dinner first.
There are children presents.
I'd like to ride the horse. I think that's a perfectly fine thing for a prince to say.
Okay, which one of us?
You guys have to like move nice and close so we can like straddle the split.
Ideally right in the centre, to be perfectly honest. Like where that divide is.
Yes. So you guys move.
Can I cast mending? Maybe that'll work.
I can't see any reason it wouldn't, Fairy Godmother. I think you're so smart.
I'm going to say just because they've made this bed, they have to lie in it. Mending doesn't work on organic things.
Not even for the fairy godmother?
No. Nope.
I think the mending...
Because the fairy godmother was very mean to the good fairy.
Oh.
But it says a leaking wine skin. So to me, that's a skin.
Mm. Listen, we're a leaking wine skin. I think at the very least... Not yet. Too early.
Very good question.
Save it.
Very good question.
I think that what happens is we now have like a saddlebag style like belt system.
Nice.
Where we can be belted and unbelted from each other. It's a mending adjacent. Mends a saddle.
Yes.
For particularly our needs.
Yes, love that.
I'm going to point out we are 15 minutes in.
Wow, Snow White's really pretty. Do you think she'd marry me instead?
No, funnily enough, strangely enough, as you guys cast about the room, you actually don't spot Snow White anywhere.
Oh, I tried.
And a few of the attendants are looking a little bit more nervous until all of a sudden the doors that were already open somehow slam open and several dwarves run in, shouting and grabbing at guards and shaking them and running up to other members of the nobility until they get to the king, the father of the prince, marrying Snow White, and you hear this ruckus. And everyone starts to panic. What do you guys do?
Oh, God.
I'd love to circle back to the thing where you said, do you think she would marry me?
I heard she's really pretty, and I really want to get married, you know?
Okay, let's go and see what these dwarves
are. Okay, sure.
In all fairness, if she's marrying the first man that, like, kissed her when she was...
While
like,
she was asleep.
She seems like she's
weird,
options.
Right?
Like,
that's so like maybe
I think I wouldn't do that, because I asked for consent before I kissed people.
Very
so.
Good. In that case, I think you might be better for her, right?
Darling, I don't think that you want Snow White, because she's, like, she's late to her own party.
Is that a really bad thing?
Yes, she's fashionably late. Not
oh, this has gone well beyond fashionably at this point.
Oh, shit. Oh
she's
no.
Unfashionably late.
Right, so the dwarves seem really angry.
Upset. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? Is there a problem?
As you sort of approach, like, shouting to help, you see several of the dwarves, like, in conversation with the king. Several of them, all but one, run out of the room. And they just, like, escape again. But then one sort of turns to face. He's like, no, it's a mess. The Princess Snow White, she's been taken.
She's been taken! Oh no.
And a particular set of skills. This isn't one of them.
Right, who took her?
I don't know, she was on the way here, and these randos came out of the bushes, grabbed her, and I know for a fact she's not the only one.
Oh,
there's several other guests have been caught on the way here, and they've been... something's happened. A few of my brothers have seen a few of them happen, and they've gone to find them again. Somebody needs to go and help.
I think, Fairy Godmother, is it time? Do I get to be the hero?
I think it is your time.
Ah! And I conjure my packed blade into my hand.
Everyone's...
Yes! It's a really tiny dagger. Onward, mighty steed, with me! And I'll run out the castle.
I assume that one of you, the adult, waits to get some more information.
Nope.
I'm an adult. I'm 18.
Can I do just like a cheeky insight check on this dwarf? Just
absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. Oh my god, okay. Nice. Oh, and I've got proficiency. Oh my god, that's 27.
He is very much worried, afraid. Snow White is, he's being very truthful, okay. Snow White, and they're aware, somehow, plot reasons, that other people have been like accosted on the road, including Snow White, who has now gone missing.
Oh, yes, let's get after them. This is fact.
And with a 27 insight, can we tell who the other people were and what any extraneous details we might need for the plot?
I mean, if anyone would like to ask, I have just been told that the prince has jumped on your back.
No, I've run out.
Oh, you've run out of the horse. Okay, yes. So we've got horse and fairy godmother still here.
Who taught it?
we're just gonna assume that he can understand you as well, because reasons. Well, as far as I'm aware, the princess and I didn't actually write down names for those two because I just assumed we. Oh, the beast prince. Aye, the beast prince was captured. Him and his wife were captured or have been attacked on the way here. There was some wee fairy. What was her name? Some wee fairy had been captured or knocked out of the sky as she was on the way here. And then the druids of the forest, they were meant to come and give their blessings, and something must have happened to them.
Maybe people just didn't want to come to this wedding.
Maybe.
At which point the king strides forward. Oh, I don't think that's true. Sorry, King William Richard.
Oh, hello.
Will he dick?
I don't know. Will he?
Hey!
Anyway, that's the end of the show.
I'm glad you caught that.
Enchanté.
Oh, no,
you're leaving now.
Yes, this party is the best of the season. We've spent all of our coffers on this, which is why we don't have money to pay for adventurers. But it seems like that young man has already gone to rescue the princess, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What were the names of the other people?
Oh, God damn it.
Beast Prince and his wife.
Beast Prince and his
fairy.
Wife.
Druid.
Small fairy out the sky.
Fairy was taken down.
Yes,
in
I do
mid-flight.
Have a name for her.
Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell?
It was close.
Tinkertel.
Yeah, you know what? It might actually have been.
Right.
Run after the prince.
Yes.
Binkertel, the Beast Prince, etc., etc.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As you run out, the dwarf who was like sort of run behind you, look for my brothers, they'll tell you where they are. And you guys head off, and you are pointed, as he's running and pointing, he's pointing towards the enchanted forest that sort of encircles the kingdom, because they do.
And I'm standing out the front of the castle, holding my dagger aloft, waiting for my steed.
I put my head...
Say it.
Finish it.
Say it.
I scoop him up onto
It worked. Okay, right, like a piggyback ride.
I don't know why I did Mario, but yeah,
that's a goal.
Fantastic. And I'm assuming I'm just going to assume that you can fly.
Yeah.
Cool. Just
sorted.
Yeah, not going to ask any more questions than that. And you guys head off on the path towards the enchanted forest. I need to stop leaning away from the mic. You guys head off on the path towards the enchanted forest, and you ride for a bit, and you get into a heavily, more sort of densely packed area of the forest. And just ahead, you can see two dwarves like peeking around a tree.
Hark!
Says the butt.
No, I think that was the head.
Oh, the head, sorry.
Sir,
I can't see
you. I sound like this.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried a different voice.
It would have been fart, maybe. If it
Yeah. Excuse me. Hello, hello. Have you seen the missing...
Quiet.
What?
Quiet. There is an attack happening up ahead.
Well, we should go fight them then. Are you coming? I'm a prince.
Well, after you then.
Sure, onward!
Wait. Prince, wait.
What?
Who is attacking who?
Well, there's a young woman up ahead and the carriage has been attacked.
Oh, that sounds like our Mark, shall we?
I think it's Mark. I think it's
some big beast.
Oh.
Is that
we'll
not...
kill it.
Okay.
No,
thank you.
No, hold. Listen.
Yes.
Listen. Now, I know that you are a prince.
Yes.
And fight beasts is kind of your thing.
Yes.
But if you're paying attention to the previous scene, I think that maybe caution might be the better heart.
You think that maybe this beast could be the Beast Prince that they were speaking about earlier?
Perhaps.
But do you
I wasn't there for that, so I don't know. Onward!
Also, would you really believe that?
No.
You rush into the clearing to see an overturned carriage, a bunch of like furniture, some candelabra, wardrobe, all moving around and being destroyed by this large, almost like lycanthropic sort of beast creature, sort of halfway between a wolf and a bear. Also very hot.
Oh,
no. Fairy godmother, I've changed my mind.
Something has really
you see,
I don't know what I'm feeling.
You see, so like pressed up against the side of the carriage, which has been knocked over, is this young woman, long dark hair and a blue dress, surrounded by these like little moving bits of furniture, and the beast sort of tearing into this wardrobe nearby.
Is that your partner?
Hopefully. Sorry, what? No. Excuse me. Hello. Oh! Okay. Yes. Hi. Fairy Godmother.
Yes.
You know how we spoke about maybe you could give me a couple of extra spell slots?
Darling, no, I can't give you any more spells.
2 a day is not enough!
2 a day has to be enough, unfortunately.
Bullshit. Right. Sorry, I was throwing.
As you're discussing with Fairy Godmother how you're going to have enough spell slots for this, another man bursts from the foliage around the clearing and says, "Have asked the beast!" Draws a sword from his belt and goes to start attacking the
Who's
beast.
This girl? What?
Right.
This man looks like a protagonist.
You could learn a thing or two from him, Prince.
Right.
As he leaps into the fray, he looks to the rest. He goes, "Quick, we must save the princess."
No. Fairy Godmother. is going to do something.
Well, first of all, we're going to roll initiative.
Hey!
Yay!
A classic.
Well, natural 20.
Ooh, what's your total?
Oh, that's a cool question. I don't think I'm
mine's a 14.
14 total, 4 legs.
I did 20.
For the record, this is going to go very well for me behind the screen. I have a broken thumb, so I'm having to write like a toddler.
Oh, no.
Hey! Oh, the thumb is fixed.
Legs.
20.
Okay.
Nice. Head.
Fairy godmother?
15.
15. And Prince.
8.
That seems right.
Dunned by the beauty of the beast.
I'm ready.
Fantastic. So, top of the order is Head.
Oh! That's okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to just like... I'm going to say I have a unicorn horn.
We can do anything with the power of our
Jordan can't stop us.
This is unstoppable.
I have a unicorn horn too.
Yeah. I'm not finishing that.
Oh dear. I'm going to point my horn at the beast and I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt at level 3 because it's a one shot.
We're level 5, everyone.
And I'm going to give it a go. And that is 18 to hit.
To the beast?
Yeah.
An 18 hits?
Oh my goodness, I never hit with Guiding Bolt. Oh. And then it's 66 when I'm going to roll on here. Ooh, look at them go. Oh, that's a pretty good roll. 23 points of damage.
Good God.
Yeah. And then whoever attacks next gets advantage on it. And then I'm going to be like, let's go if you would like to. I'm not sure how this works. And then go closer to it.
Yeah, for the sake of combat, you guys are, you have your own movement and everything.
Yes.
That is fine.
All
right. I fall off.
What? God.
I took Mounted Combatant for this exact reason.
Thing. You guys can decide to like move together, in which case Prince can remain mounted and use his mounted combat skills. That is entirely up to you two.
For a warlock.
Okay. I also have charge, which is a bonus action. I can move 30 feet toward a target and hit it with a melee weapon attack in the same turn, but that's a different thing. I'm done.
Okay.
We charge towards it.
Cool. A bunch of the, like, a little, I'd say these ones are probably little, like, stools and little tiny, like, cabinets and stuff sort of moving around, start wheeling on the beast as well.
Ooh. Allies.
Oh, you missed. They whiffed that completely.
Oh.
Are they French?
You wouldn't know, they're not speaking.
Damn it.
For a reason, so I don't have to voice them all.
Now!
And then a bunch of little like candelabra and little hand mirrors and stuff also attempt to attack the beast.
Is the candelabra weirdly attractive to the other pieces of furniture?
For you, funny enough, there is just like a candelabra and a feather duster just off on the side, not really fighting. But cool. Two of them.
I roll inside.
They're canoodling. Yeah. You don't have to roll.
I sip it.
Right, I needed that because I got two hits.
Surely the mirrors are going to break if they're hitting it with their faces.
They're stabbing at it with the handle.
Oh, okay.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Yeah, cool. Right, so they did very little damage, but two of them still hit. So that is then at the Good Fairy's turn.
Okay, so Fairy Godmother is going to walk all the way up to that man.
Yep.
Who just burst in from nowhere. And shocking grasp.
Okay.
And is he wearing metal armor?
Yes, sure, why not?
I get advantage then.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like Fairy Godmother has got like some war crimes in
her. You know, like she's seen things.
She's a hit.
She's 305.
I mean, as we've perhaps figured out, you're Prince's patron. So what does that mean?
20.
Oh, yeah.
20 to hit? 20. Okay, 20 definitely hits. You can roll damage.
Hell
we should have let you be, like, level 20.
No.
Yeah, it's a wish about it.
I wish the princess was back.
Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Then we romance everyone at the party. And that's the one shot.
Nine
damage. Ooh. Lovely.
And this is against the prince who charged in heroically.
Yeah.
The man. We'll say man.
The man.
And she'll
man.
Go, listen here.
Too many princes.
There's only one hero around here, and it's my client. And she'll
listen here.
Grab him. Yeah. She'll tase him.
Lovely. He turns around in shock. He's like, why are you attacking me? The beast! The beast is attacking the princess! And that is then Leg's turn.
Excellent.
At this time, I would like my amulet to glow. And I would like to be like...
Sorry, what is making that noise?
Listen.
Excuse me.
I'm a magical half a horse, okay? You're just going to have to, like, hand wave some details here. And I go... And if I had eyes, they would roll back. But instead, I think it's just my kneecaps.
My legs buckle up and running, oh!
And I would like to... I'd like to go behind everyone's back, as it were. Is there some sort of magical MacGuffin which I could purloin at this time?
It's funny you should mention that.
Wow.
Around the neck of the beast, there is a remains of a broken chain, and you can see that one of the little candelabra is holding this little amulet, not dissimilar to the one you're currently wearing, and sort of trotting away into the edge of the clearing.
I go to the candelabra, I square up, and by that I mean reverse, and I kick him with my hooves.
Give me an attack roll.
Okay, I hope I... It's a 5, but don't worry, I can attack twice.
Good.
The next one's a 19, that's much better.
Definitely hits.
It's a 19 plus 7, so it's a 26.
Whoa.
Already said it hits.
Listen, I did good. This is not a lot of damage, though. It's a 5 damage, is that enough to knock out the amulet free?
You actually destroy the candelabra. It is one of the little ones, it does not have a lot of health. It wasn't the one canoodling with the
thing.
It was a dip. There are multiple candelabra. No, so that's the one I can remember. So,
and I go lights out. Kick the candelabra, and then I do a little kickflip and flip the amulet into my saddlebag, which I have. Don't worry about it.
Legs, what's happening back there?
He was coming from the rear, Your Honor! And then I come down and I do more fake kicks towards the beast.
I'm being dragged.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like the idea.
I end my turn.
I do like the idea that we've sort of said you're moving together, so you've gone one way and then you've gone nope and just dragged it.
It's about compromise.
Fine. Fantastic. Then the one remaining large wardrobe sort of leans back and goes to slam itself into the beast. Ooh, don't hit the mic. And he whiffs completely. The beast turns, takes an arm and just bats it to the side, and the thing just headbutts the ground. If it had a head, which it doesn't because it's a wardrobe.
Butts the ground.
Call him a fashion victim.
Oh, you need to stop. Then the man that you shock in grass spins to you, like knocks your hand away. It's like, how dare you? We must save the princess. I'm the hero of this story.
No!
Guys, you missed it. That was the one.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
He's behind you.
Hoof through the head. Listen, we must... Why are you attacking me? We must save the princess.
Is it my turn?
Well, he has to do a thing first, I suppose. What am I going to make him do?
Swallow some eggs.
He's the best at expectorating. For those who have got the joke. He is going to turn and try and attack the beast twice. Wow, I cannot roll today. That's
cool. I get right.
Whiff, whiff. Oh, he makes 3 attacks. Fantastic.
Oh.
Whiff.
Pathetic.
Going well. Prince.
I'll look at the beast and go, look to the princess. I'll say you, and I'll cast Mage Armor.
Okay.
And that's my turn. I have made the most useless character.
I'm so proud of you.
There is nothing else I can do if I do that, and that's
what
I'm doing.
You just, like, cast Harden on yourself like a Pokemon.
I'll save you.
There are children.
Like a Pokemon. Metal
and then I turn to my fairy godmother and go, didn't even have to use a spell slot for that one, so...
Fairy godmother will go, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank you.
Turns your head and just rolls her eyes. Fantastic. Back to the top with head.
All right.
It's every time. Every time.
Clarice, the front of the horse. Cool. So there's a lot going on now. okay, I'm not sure who I should be attacking. The fairy godmother, who you would think knows what to do... has been attacking the man. So I suppose I'll just stab him with my horn.
Yes.
Which, as we've already discussed, she's had this whole time.
Yeah. I've got a horn too.
Super duper established. I'm going to roll for it, and that's a 12 plus my strength, which is 1, I guess. So 13 to hit.
And you're going for the man, unfortunately, that doesn't hit as he spins the large cloak he's wearing billows. And your horn crashes off the armor he's wearing underneath.
Prince, darling, I think we need to get you a cape.
I really would love a cape.
We'll get you one. I'll get you one sorted.
I think I could do that.
Anything else for head in brackets Clarice's turn?
I'll charge him. Okay. I don't know whose side I'm on. So that'll be another attack, I believe. And it's a 7 this time, so that's not going to hit.
No, unfortunately.
But I'm like, whose side are we on? I'm very confused.
I am too.
Yeah. You're all a bit wet behind the ears.
What?
With ears? Listen, I'm trying, okay?
Fantastic. I assume that's the end of Clarice's turn?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Then we get back onto some of the animated objects. Oh, no, hold on. I just realized we actually rolled for the beast. That would have helped.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he can have a turn this turn. Cool. Medium creatures. They have some of those. Attack, attack. Oh, they actually hit, so the beast is going to take some more damage.
Yeah.
So I believe that is a set of cutlery.
Yes.
Who form into a megazord of cutlery.
No.
And begin just forking the beast.
I will... language.
I said fork.
I will allow so many things. That is not one of them.
You can spoon the beast if you want.
I think somebody wants to spoon the beast.
I said nothing.
Or fork the beast.
No, we're talking about... I'm here to save the princess.
Right. Beast is going to lay about him into the animated creatures. He's going to... do quite a few hits. Cool. This is the bit where I get to play D&D by myself.
Yay!
Woo!
Everyone having a good time.
Okay. I would... listen, I think that the problem with this is there's not actually enough beast roars. So I would like someone to volunteer to give me the best beast roar.
Oh, pretty good!
Who did that? That was so good. Please, let me...
Throw a coin!
We're getting a coin. Oh, geez, here we go. Oh, here.
Stunning!
Yes.
So good!
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
I went
round. I will now get a coin.
I don't get a coin.
Now you get a coin, you can do a beast roar.
Ah!
Oh, perfect.
I love him even more.
Here,
you get one.
Well, you did a voice.
We all roar, do we get a coin?
That was more like a frog.
No.
Get them on.
Thank you.
I was like, I knew it was you, and I
thought someone else did, but I...
So the beast, roaring, lays about him, smashing up bits of furniture, and you see them splinters flying everywhere. The woman continues to scream. The man who rushed into the clearing continues to try and stab him. You don't get one for that. Then it is the small creature's turn. One whiff, one hit. Beast can take some more damage.
A set of teacups patters against him and kicks him in the toe. I'm adding flavour.
I was just trying to get through the combat, to be honest. Fairy Godmother.
Oh, gosh. Is the other hero still
Oh, not
standing?
Me. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, he's not really been injured.
Should I do something really bad?
Yes.
Or...
end it.
Yeah? I see.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm going to... Fairy Godmother will...
Yeah. Par word kill.
Do we think that this hero has good constitution, or...
Just
probably
do it.
Yeah, okay.
I will tell you this right now. You can see he is probably the most constitutional man you've ever met. He eats a lot of eggs in the morning.
Oh, damn. Mm.
Roughly the size of a barn.
Wow. Maybe for the sake of the plot, he doesn't have
yeah. Well, just, yeah. Am I making a rule?
Just save or
yes.
suck, baby.
Okay.
Because I'm going to poison spray him.
Okay. So I'm making a con saving throw. So, what? Boys and girls, if everyone gives me a big cheer, that will be a 7 and not a 17.
Woo!
He feels.
Love that. Perfect. So that is...
Oh, no.
Great. 12 damage.
They don't
damage.
Tell you that math is involved, do they? They never tell you.
This is why I kind of just expected you all to make the numbers up.
Oh,
I'm surprised everyone's actually rolling.
25 damage.
I don't even have dice behind here. Okay.
25 damage.
25. That's what I heard.
25.
I saw 25. Did you
wow.
see 25?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let's take some more
off. Is that what we're doing?
Okay, right. Not down yet.
No, absolutely not. He is the hero of the story.
Oh, no, he
is. Oh, yes, I am. That being said, it is now Legs' turn.
Great. Cool. I would like to detach myself from Clarice.
Since when were you like at? What is happening? Why does this get more disgusting every time you describe it?
Body horror was we mentioned that to you, right?
No. Okay. And because you know the thing about this this enchanted forest is I happen to know that it really responds to the power of friendship. So
does it bollocks?
Yes, it does. So I'm going to give a rallying cry to the various bits of cutlery and crockery and chairs and tables,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, today you were nothing but furniture. Didn't have a second half of it.
Yeah,
I'll find it. But when we come together, we can be a home.
Yeah. No, all that.
Yes, all that.
I'm on the floor rolling around here, and I'm like, oh. That's
so nice. So, what are you attempting to do?
Listen.
You don't know what you're trying to do, do you?
I think that everyone in this room is secretly a piece of crockery. And therefore, I think they should all get to do 1 point of damage to Gaston.
I never gave him that name, but that guy. His name is Advanon.
Gaston. Yeah. Liquidon. Liquidon. The Solidon Plasmon.
Plasmon.
And I would like to, because I'm secretly evil.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to use deception because I have a higher modifier in that.
So just out of curiosity, you're evil and you're attacking Gaston.
Yeah, I am. I have the amulet. I don't need any more competition. Listen, this prince, he's not the smartest, and that's really working for me right now.
Which prince? There's quite a few.
Yeah.
The other one's
not in the room right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Can I don't fucking know. Can I get a...
Roll deception.
Deception or persuasion, either one. At advantage, why not?
Great, because I rolled a 3. That is a 23! Okay.
Would all the crockery in the room like to attack Gaston?
Yeah!
I don't know, there's like 40 of you, I don't know.
thank you very much. You're doing great.
I'd just like to give a wedgie.
What are you? Sorry, what are you? What kind of object are you?
Maybe like tongs.
Tongs,
right?
Yeah.
Tongs is...
Barbecue tongs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool, so I'm taking 1 point of damage back, but he is now really uncomfortable.
Woo!
Ah! And for my bonus action, I'd like to kick him in the face with my hooves! Kick him in the face with my
Roll
hooves!
Roll away!
I kick him in the face with my hooves! For a 15.
A 15 hits.
Great! I kick him in the face with my hooves!
It's a musical.
It's a 5 damage with my hooves.
Lovely.
It might behoove you to lay down
now. Numbers.
I'm doing a bit.
Okay, go again. I heard it.
It might behoove you to lay down now. It might behoove you to lay down now, sir.
You know, you're being a real horse's ass about this.
Hey!
I was saving that one. God. Yeah, you convince the crockery, the household objects, to turn on Gaston and begin attacking him instead of the beast. He is pelted by teacups and plates and given a wedgie, apparently.
Mm-hmm. By barbecue tongs.
By barbecue tongs. Several little Ottomans come in and ram his shins. Ah! What is it? Why? You should be attacking the beast! That's it! Fine! If you'd want my help, you shan't have it! And he is going to disengage and run into the forest.
Farewell, hero!
It's not a hero.
Sorry, I've been ripped apart. I don't really know what's happening.
I just give Clarice a hug around the neck.
Fairy Godmother's like, come on,
Prince, now this is what we talked about. This is what we talked about. It's your time.
Do I have to hit the...
You do.
The fit one. Sorry, the really... He's clearly in good shape. So, that one.
Yes. That, yeah,
I don't think it's my turn yet, though.
No.
Listen, just follow
your
heart.
Oh, actually, no, tell a lie. It is. As this man runs into the forest, yelling about how unjust this is and he's the true hero, the beast sort of drops down with the crockery no longer attacking him for some reason and stood panting heavily, steam coming off his fur, and it is now Prince's turn.
So the one running away, I should kill them, right? How far away is he?
I would say he disengaged, so that would have been his action because he doesn't have the bonus action, so like 30 feet.
Great. First level hex on him, bonus action.
Fantastic.
And then Eldritch Blast.
Fantastic.
And I've got two.
Wow.
And one's a natural 20, and one is a 16 to hit.
Amazing. So total damage? Do they both hit?
Do you want to take? Yeah, they both
hit. But do I get to double?
You double your dice, yeah.
It's 38 is
this
number
is the doubled
you're
one.
For.
Which is three. So that's six.
My goodness, you
your
are
next
the
action gets disadvantaged.
You are the villain.
That's 12, but I also hit him twice, and I've got a hex on him, so that's an extra
26 damage extra.
Oh, and I cast it at third level, so it's... Oh, no, it's longer. Okay, 26. Plus 11, so it's 23, and that's not with cheating.
Okay, but he still makes it out of the forest, thankfully.
It was 59.
No, it wasn't.
I was like, I did it. Did I do good, fairy godmother?
He does a yell, he's like, ow, why? And runs into the forest.
Heroes don't run away!
Yes, we do! And he runs off.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
The parameters of when to, like, speak back are unclear.
It's when will be most irritating for me, apparently.
Okay.
No.
Laugh.
I'm really glad I used spell slot.
So, unless any of you plan on attacking the beast...
No.
No.
I'm rolling around. I'm still in pain. I don't know what's going on. I think I'm like fever. I'm in fever sweats. Oh! Anyone got a tourniquet for my body?
I go over, lay on the ground, and scooch myself. And as we knit back together.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. The sound effects.
I hope there was a photo of that reaction to that one. Oh, fantastic. I'm going to say we end combat, we end exit initiative, and yeah, what do you guys do? There's a woman still, like, sort of, at this point, sort of not screaming anymore, but, like, sobbing. The beast has sort of, like, sat down on its haunches, and a bunch of furniture is now just sort of ambling around, not really doing much.
I'll start going over, like, I'll look at the princess and be like, oh my goodness, are you all right? And then drop down to the beast. And you're like, you look like you're really brave there. I'm brave too, because I'm a prince.
Give me an insight check if you look into his face.
Two.
Kiss that beast! Kiss that beast! Kiss that beast! Kiss that beast!
Oh, are we doing that? Okay, yeah. Sure. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. Would you like to kiss me?
Hey, so this creature like looks up at you with these sparkling eyes that you didn't get a read on at all.
Yes.
And as you said, it sort of looks up, looks around, and then very, just sort of possibly showing gratitude, just licks your face.
Oh! My hair.
Oh, you're very much something about marrying.
Yeah, yeah, with the quip. Do you have a name or
a number?
Do you have Instagram?
Yeah.
Got those digits.
Oh, bum. As the beast is sort of recovering himself, the princess by the carriage sort of stands up and makes her way over, puts a hand on his side, and says, I'm terribly sorry. His name is Adam. He's my husband. He is...
Awkward!
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm fine. Fairy godmother, can we have a chat, please?
You're okay. Brave, I'm brave. I'm
yes,
brave,
you are.
Brave.
You're the bravest boy.
I thought he was really pretty.
I know, and there's plenty of pretty... people out there.
The good
there was something about him being
married.
Like a beast, and I don't know what
I'm
that
sure
was.
I'll find you a new beast.
Okay,
I'll find you a new beast. Personally.
I like that I can't even like continue the conversation because the options are the two people having a sidebar and a horse.
Sorry, you were saying something. Sorry, I'm okay now. I'm fine. I'm good.
I'm delirious. Listen, the beasting. I'm like, oh, you're going to go to have sex with the beast.
PG. There are children. We can only make innuendos. We can't say words like that.
In your end,
beast.
Hey.
Just cuddling with the beast. Is that what's happening? A nice hello.
Yes, but sorry. Why did you lick me then? If you're married, because
unfortunately, Adam normally has an amulet which allows him to move around in human form.
Oh, my horse has an amulet.
It's a
she means your
legs. Yeah. Legs, you have an amulet, right?
What?
It was on your ankle. Nice. It's there.
Yes.
Oh no, it's gone. Where did you put it?
No. She still has the one on her ankle.
Oh, I thought you. Oh, I see. Yes, okay.
I do a little sort of coy crossing my legs, and I say, "Me, sir."
Yes.
The woman fully freaks out.
This amulet was given to me by my mother right before she died.
Oh.
I couldn't possibly part with it.
I don't remember that.
She was also cursed to be a horse.
What?
Listen, she had four legs. And the problem is when you go from two legs to four legs, it's very confusing. So she fell and she broke her ankle.
Oh.
And well, she was a horse, so I didn't have anything time. Else to do. Which is why when the witch cursed me, she just gave me two.
That makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, this isn't your amulet, though, because this is Legs' amulet.
Yeah.
Like, this woman is just, like, in shock. And even the beast is kind of like, huh? I was like,
listen, darling,
enjoy
this...
your strange little marriage. Goodbye.
Have you seen Snow White anywhere?
Well, actually, we were on the way to the wedding when we were accosted by this furniture, which seems to have just stopped.
Is this not your furniture?
No, we were coming to the wedding. We weren't bringing furniture with us.
Could be quite a good present. Yeah,
it's very strange.
Whoever's furniture this is, they've got a great sense of interior decorating.
I mean, I wouldn't... to be fair...
this is real oak!
Furniture, would you like a home?
Yeah. Oh.
All right, well, Adam, get the carriage fixed and everyone on board. We'll see you at the wedding.
Okay, bye. Bye, Adam. Just, you know, if you're okay, you can call me. Or you two, person who didn't learn the name of. I'm assuming it's Belle.
It was.
Don't know why I hadn't had an inkling.
Ring my bell, ring my bell.
Adam steps over, uprights the carriage again onto its sort of okay wings, not fully broken, and they sort of trundle off in the direction you came from, at which point the two dwarves, who you probably all forgot existed, run back into the clearing. You said all right there. See, we were a bit confused and didn't want to jump in because we didn't know what was what, but you've obviously worked it out all right.
Yes,
you
I am a hero. So.
Yes, it was my prince here. He did all the heavy lifting. And
me.
If you would like to go around and tell all your friends that, that would be greatly appreciated.
If you could use the hashtag hot prince, that would really
I really do like that idea. My voice keeps changing rapidly. Anyway, yes.
I don't know. I'll certainly tell all my brothers. Are you guys the ones looking for the Snow White?
Yes. Do you know where she is?
Well, I know that all the confusion and stuff has been happening. It's been going from that direction. So if you head that way, I'm sure you'll run into some more of my brothers.
Onwards!
We should continue upon this plot path.
Yes. I also like that not once has anyone asked the dwarves their names.
Sorry, what was your name?
I only bring this up because this is the one joke I thought of last year.
Okay.
They're all Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Liam 1, Liam 2, Liam 3.
The first one who steps forward is the one who's the only one who's been speaking to. He's like, the name's Bashful. This is my brother Happy. And you look over and this guy just looks miserable.
Nominative yes. determinism. Mm.
Yeah. But yes. Yeah, funnily enough, our parents are big into that. Turns out they were crap at it.
Is that the only joke you've got in the tank?
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
Nice.
Onwards.
Could I maybe roll an insight check on the back of me?
Can you roll an insight check against yourself?
Surely
with advantage.
And I just think it could be interesting to like see what's going on back there.
Roll versus deception. Well, no, I was going to say, first of all, you'll need to roll a stealth check at advantage because you were facing the wrong way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you have to roll perception. And if you noticed something with the amulet, then you can roll to see if there's a thing that's confusing.
I was thinking about the ripping apart and everything, but yeah, no, absolutely, that's fine. Deception, I thought I did. Oh, no, not very good. No, not very good. Disadvantage, you said.
No, you're just rolling normally. I'm giving this one advantage because they were behind you.
What did you get?
Oh, got an
11.
You didn't see nothing. Oh, oh no.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't see, obviously, you're saying about you rolling the inside against like the ripping and tearing Doom guy, then by all means, roll the inside check and we'll just see if you have any sort of inkling.
Natural one.
Oh no, they're fine.
Oh,
yeah.
They're your best friends.
I'm just a pair of legs.
Legs, are you okay? Something bad happened to us. Are you doing all right?
Listen. The years I've spent with you have been the best of my life.
Best, yes.
And, forgive me, but these legs are doing a tap dance just to be with you.
All right. Explains everything. Yes,
fantastic.
That's all I got.
Brilliant. At this point, do you guys head on?
Onwards.
Oh, yes.
You guys continue through the path. The forest here, still part of the Enchanted Forest, getting a bit darker, a bit dingier. The trees are more overhanging and scraggly. There's fewer leaves on them. And up ahead again, you see two dwarfs sort of poking out from behind a tree looking ahead.
Very good, Mother. Just before we carry on, because yes. I feel like we might be getting into another fight or something, I've only got one spell slot left. Because I sort of fought that man that you electrocuted. Because I thought that's what you wanted me to do. And now I've only got, like, I'm like half done.
Well, this whole thing is a learning process, okay? We need to learn to save what we need for when we need it, okay? And use our initiative. And I can't keep giving you things because you won't learn.
You're my patron!
I know I'm your patron, but you have to learn to provide for yourself. They're life skills, Prince. They're life skills.
Life skills. I've got money. I don't need life skills.
Oh, you've done a really bad job, haven't you?
Yes. I haven't heard that at all, Mother. You know what? No. I won't hear that from... No.
I'm not wearing my wings anymore. I'm not the good fairy.
Right, fine. I'll conserve my energy.
Thank you. That's all I ask.
Just like lying on the horse, like not moving.
Just like slump across the back of the horse.
Yeah.
That could be a short rest. Yeah.
Could it be a short rest?
Not yet.
Oh. Wap, wap.
Yeah. Try at least one more encounter.
Nah, make him even worse. Let's do it, yeah.
Try at least one more encounter.
I would like to converse with Liam Neeson and Liam Neeson Jr.
They'll introduce themselves this time to save you asking. They introduce themselves as bashful, or no, that was the last one. Here we go. Grumpy and sleepy. Grumpy seems very optimistic and chirpy, and sleepy looks like he's not slept in a week.
Probably is quite sleepy then.
Yeah.
No, like wired on caffeine, like sort of wide eyes. Like,
I address sleepy.
Yes!
Hello, sir! I'm a pair of legs! And I'm looking for a princess!
I forgot that, and now I'm having to think about how would he react to this?
It's a magical fairy tale, we just saw some cutlery and nobody cared. Like, at some point you just gotta understand the medium has certain tropes and it's fine.
Yes, we all know that trope, the back half of a horse.
It's a pantomime horse!
He's behind you!
Yeah, thank you. Here, have a gold coin.
Wait a minute, what?
There are coins falling in the sky.
So, as you've approached and you said, up ahead, there was another, fairy, and beyond that, I think Snow White went past them.
Okay. We lead together.
Yes, of course, together. Best friend forever.
Yes.
And we head towards the action, taking the sad, depressed prince with us.
There's her name, Fairy Glitterball. I knew it was there somewhere.
so long ago.
I know. I just found it. you guys march towards the edge of the clearing. As you peek in, you can see what is quite clearly like a pixie sort of lying on the ground, sort of not dead but sort of like unconscious, sort of trying to come to. And sneaking towards her are several pirates.
Avast! Ye,
have you got a pirate?
Shit. It's another horn, but it's a hook horn.
Very good.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because as you showed Avast, ye, one of the pirates spins around in his large red coat and tricorn hat and pulls out from underneath his sleeve a shepherd's crook.
It's me. No.
Arr! Who be ye?
Who be ye?
I be Captain Crook, captain of the Jolly Roger.
Everyone, can you just boo for that? Thank you.
Just boo. Just point and boo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I lied when I said that the dwarves are my only joke.
Very good.
Hi, I'm a prince, and we're trying to find Snow White. Have you seen her?
Snow White? That'd be that princess the wedding's going on for.
Yes.
No, never heard of her.
Great
inside check. Potetra.
I don't think I need the inside check. Okay, sure. What's that you got there? And I point to the fairy.
Oh, this little pixie here fell from the sky. Me and me men were just about to go check on her.
Cool. Got any cannons nearby?
I don't know why I'm doing this. Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. I'm in mood. Thank you.
Give me a perception check.
Ooh, sure.
Natural one.
Everyone can give me a perception check.
Two in a row. I refuse to perceive it.
11.
It's because I made the naughty joke and now I'm
11.
Natural 20.
Okay. Yay! When you ask about the cannons, you do, like, you specifically can smell? God. You can smell, like, the remnants of, like, gunpowder in the air. And as you look over, you I don't know how.
Tinkerbell's got a big cannonball-sized hole in her side. Yeah, I understand.
No. You look over and you see, like, one of the pirates by the edge of the clear, like, kicks a branch and quite clearly is covering up a cannon.
Uh-huh. More importantly, is there a magical MacGuffin?
In this case, you see sprinkled around Glitter Ball on the ground is a bunch of fairy dust.
Yeah, great.
And you do see specifically Captain Crook in his offhand is carrying a big pouch.
Bene. So, I am...
It's fairy dust.
You've made my fairy godmother really angry.
I've done nothing. I'm just the narrator.
I was talking to the pirate.
I would like to trot backwards to
moonwalk.
towards the corpse of the fairy.
Unconscious fairy, but yes.
I imagine.
Oh yes, very good. Let's go over their legs, and I'll cast a spell to make sure that they're fine.
And I begin sweeping circumspectly the fairy dust with my hoof, and I say, I do believe in fairies. I do.
I do.
I do believe in fairies. Stop that, all of you.
I do believe in fairies. I do believe in fairies.
Why does the Macarena work so well with that, though?
I would like to Macarena her back to life with the help of a healing spell from the cleric.
Jordan would let us do a dance this year, so there we go.
So that's what wizards are up to, yeah.
I'd also like to point out, you said I won't allow you to dance this year. Can you remember what happened last year?
We did an excellent, excellent dance.
Nope.
That's what I remember.
You, Macarena, and the fairy begins to stir.
10 points of HP.
Oh, perfect.
From a healing spell.
Yes, the fairy springs back to life, at which point several children fly out of the sky, sort of a lighter. Glitter Ball, are you okay? At which point the pirates go, damn it! Quick, to the ship!
Okay, bye!
No, I'm just kidding.
Hang on a minute. No, I'm done with this. Hang on. I'm going to go and, like, try and knock one of them out.
So they begin to scarper, so you get an opportunity attack on one of them.
Sure, yeah. I'm going to... I wonder if I could use something else. I'll guiding bolt them if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you aiming for Captain Crook or just one of the pirates? Since you're not doing
who looks
a
the weakest.
One of the pirates.
Smee. Yeah. And Smee.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I was about to say. There's one who you see crying out, Captain, wait for me. Sue.
I played Sue in a pantomime hook once, and there was Smee and Sue. They were the thing. Yeah.
19 to hit.
That definitely hits.
Cool. And then
excuse me.
Hey,
sorry, that was in there.
I was doing level 3. I hope that's fine to do.
Just me. Just
20
you.
20 points of damage, but non-lethal.
Not with a spell, no. You blow Sue apart to bits.
I catch the fairy dust in a pouch.
Okay.
And I put it in my bag.
I'll say, one of you better stay and chat with us all of this, so you're all going down.
Oh, no. As soon as that happens, they scream and go at double pace.
Clarice! Don't do it again!
My horse is very powerful. I could do that too if I wanted.
Yeah, no, they are shit scared at this point, especially when one of the young men dressed all in green lands in the clearing, pulls out swords like, "We'll get these back." And she watches one of them explode.
Right, if you got any information, you better tell us now. I'm pointing my horn like it's a weapon.
Oh, they're like diving into bushes, like, no, like climbing trees. They're gone. You just now have a bunch of children, one of them dressed in green and the other three in pyjamas.
Oh, no, I was pointing my horn at the children.
Okay. We are threatening the children, yeah, just to...
Children on their hands up.
Do you know what's going on? I've been torn in half. Oh, but there's been a beast. There's a lot of stuff going on. What do you know? Tell us what you know.
I don't know much. Our friend here, Glitterball, was flying along and there was a loud explosion and then she just disappeared. We've been looking for her all evening.
Oh, okay.
Your family seems to be quite well to do.
Thank
a
you.
A little.
What?
Who? What?
I think that you should give us some coin for saving your friend's life.
Oh, of course. And the little boy pulls out a pouch and like reaches into the pouch and like holds his hand out.
I hold the hoof out.
And he
I
drops
guess.
An acorn into your hand.
This is a kiss.
Yeah.
I don't consent to this.
Night. Charmony loved it.
Joke for Charmony only.
I liked it.
A curator.
That's not a kiss. This is a kiss. And I pull out a thimble.
So you lick him.
What a stupid film.
Brilliant film.
Great. The children do nothing for us. No. We assume that our
have you seen Snow White?
Is in another castle.
I've got to a castle yet. Yes, as you ask about Snow White, it's like, I did see a bunch of people in a carriage heading that way. And points like further on the path.
It's as traveling. Good as we've got.
Yeah.
Onward!
Yeah. As you guys begin making your way to the fort.
Oh. Little Pixie, do you have any extra fairy dust that can give us extra powers?
We've got a fairy!
We have a fairy.
We have a fairy and the hero, so we don't need another fairy and the hero.
What? She's on commission!
She's on commission!
Fairy dust is extra!
Oh, okay.
Also, Glitterball stands up and sort of dusts herself off and then shakes.
That's very nice.
So cute.
Fine, off we go. Goodbye, children.
The children pick up Glitterball and just like shake her over their heads and fly off. Okay.
One of the children snorts a line.
Yeah, that's stuff.
Oh, love that fairy dust!
Fairy dust arranged.
And you're saying we shouldn't have rescued the bear?
I think we should keep going onward.
Oh my god.
Onward.
Don't you dare get any ideas from that.
It looked fun. Do you think some even got me?
I have no idea what you just missed.
You guys head on because we need to move this along.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes, we just snorted a line of Glitterball's fairy dust. Sorry, not we, the children did. Just to clarify, it was the children. So it is fine.
We galloped.
Is this like their first time?
No, they were practiced. One of them had a really long, like, pinky nail.
It wasn't my fairy dust, okay? I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
Not your supply.
Mine's better. Mine's good quality.
We need to move on. As you guys are making your way on, can I get everyone to make me another perception check, please?
Yeah, right. I'm really great at those.
Oh.
4!
11 again.
1.
Natty 1.
The 11, you hear like a crash in the trees and like a rustling of trees, but when you look up, you can't see anything. But something, it definitely sounds like something big has just like launched itself
off
from the forest.
I think she got some dust in my eye. Can't see anything.
Oh, flush it out. Oh no.
Rub it on your gums.
Who goes there? I yell to the tree.
It wasn't nearby. This was like back from the direction that you guys just had the encounter with the pirates and the children.
Oh.
But you hear this like noise like taking off from the forest.
It's the ship. Gotcha.
I see.
Cool. Somebody's paying attention.
They're gone.
You guys move along until you spot, once again, two more little dwarven heads like poking up over a bush.
Oh, good. More of them. Hello.
Do you have adjectives?
One of them like steps out, like crashing through the foliage, like stepping on branches. Like, all right, my name's Sneaky. And this is my friend Fearful, who like steps like, "Oi, what's going on?"
I'll fucking take all of you.
Someone's had some pixie dust.
Oh, I love it.
Great.
This has gone off the rails.
There were never rails. I'm you so two sorry. Are a horse. There were never rails.
Onward.
You're right.
Have you seen Snow White, please?
We've not seen Snow White yet, but we know that up ahead we're meant to be where the druids were. But there's some kerfuffle going on. Are you not here to sort it out?
Yes, I'm a hero.
I don't know why I suddenly went west country with the dwarf, but I did.
I forgot about the druids. I thought we were at the final boss.
I am very closely trying to watch the time. I'm going to make this a very short encounter.
We find some druids.
Druids!
You rush into the into the clearing and you see three bears cornering a small blonde-haired child.
Oh.
Who, as you approach, screams, "Help!
The child's evil."
We don't have to kill the child. Unfortunately, we don't have time.
It's safer this way. It's kinder if we put it out of its misery.
I also like the idea that you guys all look, "Child is definitely evil. Just leave it to the bears."
Any druids?
Yeah.
All three of the bears.
Why are you trying to kill a child?
And they sort of growl at each other, and the child
like speak with animals. Come on!
Oh yeah, it's on.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Speak with animals. Speak with animals.
I mean, you got the fucking twist in it. Twist. One of the bears turns and says, "She's been stealing from our house."
Oh, that's a completely legitimate thing to be upset about. You know?
Eldritch blast.
The bear? Just the
old. No, the child.
Fair enough.
A thief. One is a 24 and one is a 15.
Oh, well, that's going to hit.
I will kill a child. Boom. That is it's only 9 points of damage.
Oh, it's a child, though.
No. Child's still alive.
Oh, it's still alive. In that case.
Stealing is wrong. My fairy godmother taught me that.
I did.
listen. I did such a good job.
Oh, sorry. What I said should have happened was you cast a spell and it hits her. She goes, "Ow!" And then goes, "Oh!" And like falls down and pretends to be really badly injured.
Charlatan!
Even I can tell that's really ridiculous. Nearly swore.
Listen, I can understand, Prince. You're going through a process of self-actualization.
What? No.
But I'm a little bit concerned about the extrajudicial justice that's sort of been meted out here.
Stealing is wrong.
I don't think it's death sentence wrong.
Imagine walking into somebody's house, eating their food, sleeping in their beds. It's just weird.
Listen, it's weird. The unhoused.
You're making a lot of assumptions here about what's happened.
Right.
They are correct, but you're making assumptions. Cool. Can I get everyone to make me a perception check while you're having this conversation?
We're so good at those.
Oh, it's better.
Oh, it's a 3.
16.
14.
21.
By the hairs of your chinny chin chin, you look up to see this, like literally you beat it by one. Yeah. You look up to see the small blonde haired child like crawling away through the bushes while you're all having this argument.
I see you, you fiend!
Guiding ball.
No doubt, killing it.
Yes. I'm sorry, horse, what was that?
It's alright, I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait, no. Oh, no, it's a child. So, a 14?
A 14 is not enough to hit.
Good. Honestly, good.
As your guiding bolt streaks out, you see this little golden-haired child in this, like, blue pinafore dress, but as your spell casts towards her, she, like, throws her arm up, and it blasts away the dress to reveal a hide armor underneath.
Okay. Mm. Alright.
And she looks up, looks up at all of you and the bears and goes, "I've been made!" And is going to throw down a smoke bomb. And as you all stand coughing, because I need to get through this encounter so quickly.
That was impressive. Let her know!
Yeah.
Wow, what a powerful villain. We could never achieve victory.
I steal her MacGuffin for plot reasons.
yes, I should say, as she was knocked to the ground, she dropped a lot of stuff that had been, like, obviously been scavenged, stolen, from the house behind you.
One I steal a MacGuffin!
One is a little totem. You steal the MacGuffin.
Wouldn't it be fine if I went up to it, like, oh, what's this?
I think what happens is you start to move towards it, and then the butt just spins you around.
Are we,
look over there! Hooray! Best friend!
I feel we may be coming to the end of this this encounter, so I think we might need some help. Bez, would you be willing to help us on our journey?
The bears all change form into a bunch of elves and sort of turn back into these elves. Like, you see they're all like dressed in formal attire. Like,
are the elves also bears? Or are they like...
Can
not?
They turn back into bears, okay. Please?
Oh, I see. I see. Very good.
Yeah. They turn back into elves, and you see they're all dressed in formal attire. Like, I'm sorry, I wish we could help, but we've got a wedding to get to.
Yeah, so well, there won't be a wedding. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you there. No. Bye.
Should be
fairy godmother, why do I have to do everything? Well, I was trying to give the bears cocaine. Well, fairy does. To get them to help us, but no.
As they're chanting, I pick both of them up and then we go to the next objective.
Yeah. Onward!
Only because I've not been given an actual finish time. I'm assuming it needs to be like 20 minutes. So,
yeah.
Fantastic. We shoot on into the next encounter. You have somehow managed to sneakily get a hold of the totem that is shaped like a bear, strangely enough. And you guys make your way on. You notice now that the forest is getting darker and more shadowy, and you realise you've moved from the enchanted forest into the haunted forest.
Ooh. Oh, it's gotten late. It's dark out now. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's still like very much midday, but it is now like pitch black for some reason.
That's just what she thinks. She's just stupid.
You make your way through the forest, and you come across these little broken stone ruins sort of dotting along the path until you come to what was this once must have been like a grand castle that has mostly collapsed, gnarled trees growing out of the openings, dead vines clinging to the wall, and the doors pushed wide and open, revealing the darkness within.
Has anyone got a light?
Oh, yeah, actually, wow. I cast light.
Yeah.
On I just, my horn.
On your horse's
I'm
ass.
Not scared or anything, just, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Here, you know what? I'll cast it on, like, your little dagger thing. Like,
it's not a dagger, it's a sword.
It's also not little, it's perfectly average size.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Okay, cool, let's
Listen,
go.
We're a horse.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't say it. You made those jokes.
Mm. Wow.
In we go.
Onward.
You step up the stairs into this grand, dilapidated castle, and you see a single shaft of moonlight now, for some reason, illuminating this beautiful, pale skin, dark hair, large ruffled dress, obviously a wedding dress, sort of lying on this like stone slab in the middle of the room, illuminated by the moonlight.
Hey, you single?
What up, girl? You up?
Is that meant to be the, you know, the... pretty one.
Yes.
At this time...
Oh. Yes.
I would like to cast Fireball.
Where?
Out the butt.
Thank you. I'm because obviously I'm behind you... I'm gonna cast it upon... everyone, including Snow White. It's gonna get crispy in this.
Yeah, okay.
Is this firebolt or ball?
Ball.
Ball.
Ball. Ball. She very much said ball.
I said
you
ball.
Shall go to the ball.
I said I cast fireball. Cool. Can I get... What is your spell save DC? There? Well, what is it's a dex save?
Yeah, dex 14.
Everyone needs to make me a dex save.
I don't have dexterity.
11.
I believe that's probably going to be a 9.
9.
9.
Oh my god.
9. 9. Oh dear. What are you writing?
Oh.
Don't Google aliases.
I don't know if I did my hit points right when I made my character either. I didn't.
Yes, she did.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good roll. Damn you, Google.
What is it?
I would like to give you all 35 points of damage if you didn't save.
Okay. You're all joking. Right. Oh, I am
35.
No, yeah. No. Yep.
At which point there is a cry from above.
Yar, that's just a signal, boys! Yeah. The pirate ship you didn't see earlier flies over top, and a bunch of pirates scale down on ropes.
No.
You see, I already forgot who the other villain was. Gaston leaps from the shadows. I told you I was the true hero! And you see just the glint. You see just the glint of golden light off of hair slinking through the shadows. She was an assassin.
Nice.
She didn't do a very good job, but all right.
Not a great assassin.
Can I roll a death save?
Wow!
Yeah, you got another one.
Can I also roll a death?
That's wrong!
My steed!
I'm
a dice away.
I think you will, yeah.
Boys and girls, was that really a natural one?
Yeah!
You're fucked.
That's just two fails, right? It's two fails. Yeah, two fails.
She collapses. You're still upright.
The fire goes off the front half.
Try and jump off.
Yeah, burnt to a crisp, but it's just something's wrong.
I watched my fairy godmother fall.
You as well.
Five.
At least it was a natural one. So that's one failed saver with you. I'd also like to point out, I didn't ask for these, you just did them.
Okay.
I thought it was necessary. I was
about to allow the villain to monologue.
Wait, no, baby, don't worry about it. I'm on it.
Legs, what have you done?
Do you know what it's like to always be second?
No, I've always been behind
to get the crap end of the stick. I had dreams. And you know what? Being attached to someone who does not respect me was not one of them. I tear apart. and I stalk on my two legs.
Can I roll another death save?
Towards the prince.
Okay. Oh no. This isn't what I plan to do with my final three roll initiative.
And we're about to, but first, what you hear is, "There's the princess! Get her!" And all the dwarves that you've met previously chomp in through the window. They're going to assist you guys because, again, we do not have enough time to have a full combat. So,
are any of you called Doc by any chance?
but then they wouldn't be a doctor.
Yeah.
Are any of you called not a doctor?
Well, strangely enough.
My name is
Maltrax. Very good. Give her a point.
Malpractice the dog and dismiss.
He's my cousin.
Oh god.
Oh,
man. Oh man.
Listen, so I am stalking towards.
Oh, we're
going
to roll initiative. So.
With my dwarves ready to go.
Yeah, everyone's going to roll initiative.
Do you want me to roll my initiative or my death save?
The initiative first. Okay. We'll get your death save just in case one of them can help you.
Okay, that's probably good, actually.
Yeah. I got a 10.
Cool.
I got a 14.
Cool. I'm glad that wasn't my death save.
Okay, sorry. Liv.
Natural one.
That's good. It means there's more chance for people to help you.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, that's true. It's good.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Head brackets Clarice.
Legs.
I got a
10. 10, sorry, yes. Legs. Fairy godmother.
Legs. 4.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good that you're later. It's good.
Fairy and prince.
14.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not too
bad. It's pretty good for Prince.
That's my boy. Malpractices turn.
No, here's the annoying thing. I could be an absolute right bastard.
Do it.
Prince, how much health do you have left?
Some.
No, listen. I'm being the villain.
Oh, sorry, yes.
How dare you?
You see Goldilocks strike from the shadows and stab one of the dwarves. Who jumped into the window and didn't see her coming and just, bitch!
Good heavens!
Very rude.
How big is she? How tall is she? Like, is she?
Oh, she's like a child.
A little child.
She's a 15-year-old. And my notes on her are Goldilocks. Breaking and entering, dabbles in arson.
Mm-hmm. I bet you're all glad we all blasted her earlier now.
I hate Goldilocks so much.
Yeah, it'll just blast her.
Okay.
Okay.
Make a note of that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tell me that wasn't malpractice.
Well, it is now the dwarves' turn, who are going to see the two of you go down and are immediately going to rush you. Unfortunately, neither of them have healing. They're just going to try and stabilise you both.
Right. Give one of them a healing spell. give one of them a healing spell.
Clerical atheist.
Yeah. Also good.
Clerical atheist, thank you so much.
Okay. Heads or tails? Are they going to heal the head or fairy godmother?
The head.
Heads is head, funnily enough.
That makes sense.
Head. So, medical malpractice.
Thank you.
Runs up.
Mal
and
for short.
My friends call me Mal.
Yeah.
Counterspell.
Counterspell.
Yes! Now,
Hero! This is the shit, Hero! This is better than pixie dust!
That's my prince.
You get 8 health back.
I do believe in princes.
I do believe in princes. Can I use a free action to very slowly crane my head over to you?
Oh my god.
I would look back at you, but I don't have eyes.
Oh, we lock eyes.
From plastic side eyes.
It's like you're seeing me for the first time.
I'm gonna get you.
Oh, here, have that one. Amazing. Fan. I was wondering why you were like, yeah, heal him. Not, yeah, okay, fair enough. Prince.
Oh, right. Head, if you could please heal my fairy godmother, that'd be really great. And then, can I get. So we've got legs. And then
it looks like the pirates, Gaston.
Listen,
and the dwarves
I'm in charge
are all
of everyone, okay? Yeah, I'm the villain.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Eldritch Blast. Eldritch Blast. That's all we're doing. That's
okay,
all we've
Eldritch
got now.
Blast.
Get that LAB.
That's a
16.
That's 22 and a 17.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, those are both hit.
Yes.
My armor class
from the
10.
Excellent.
I don't wonder why I don't like PvP more often. I can just sit back and watch.
Yeah.
That is 16 points of damage. Yes.
Not enough. Keep going.
That is technically all I can do on my turn.
I will say, because in the sort of and just trying to move things along. Was that your hex is still active? If you'd like to move
it
that
is.
On.
I would love to have done that. Yeah. And that's an extra 2d6.
I am still technically the good fairy. I have to help.
Hexed, vexed, and annexed.
Plus another 8. So whatever I said before, plus 8.
I saw your movement speed, which is 30 feet, but I thought it was your health, and it was like 304. And I was like, uh-oh.
We're going to be here a while.
Good.
Fantastic. Is that the end of Prince's turn?
That's the end of my turn.
You see Gaston.
I will stand over Fairy Godmother's body.
Cool. Who, I imagine, it has literally, like, was like hit with a fireball and like, was falling back, and then before you hit the ground, you went.
Yeah.
You see Gaston, the true hero of the story, engaging with one of the dwarves, and I'm not going to bother rolling for them,
they
don't matter.
Engaged?
Yeah, he's down on one knee. He's down on one knee. One of the dwarves, like. I didn't expect this, and he stabs him. Sneak attack!
Yeah, that's a sneak attack.
Amazing. So I'm not going to roll for those. Captain Crook lays about him with his shepherd's crook. Legs.
Great.
I should also mention for the rest of you, Snow White's still unconscious, dressed now on fire.
Oh, no. Couldn't care less. Gonna kill these legs.
Wait, can I, like, die, like... Oh, no.
You're not dead yet!
can I die? That would be so cool.
Do I lose all my magic if you die?
Can I leave? I'm done.
Oh. I need the toilet, so I'd love to die. Thank you so much.
I would like to grab Snow White.
Oh, I thought it was me.
By the lapels.
You know that's not what I meant.
And I'd like to roll her off the slab.
Okay.
Onto the floor. Just out of sight.
Stop, drop and roll.
Okay, yeah.
You actually saved her.
Oh, I did. And then I keep rolling her.
Okay.
Just away.
Okay.
And then I would like to use my invocation of Mask of Many Faces and turn myself into Snow White. And I would like to lay on the altar.
You're going to do some sort of stealth check.
This?
They're all looking at you.
Also, like, not only is that like half your speed because of like carrying somebody else. You're also legs.
In my head, what I see happening is you've got this scene. Everyone, for some reason, is on this side of the slab.
Yeah.
You locked eyes with Prince. Walk towards the slab, just gently with one foot, kick Snow White off.
What are you doing?
Clamber over to the other side. You hear some sort of magic, and then Snow White just levers herself back up onto the slab and goes,
And I'm like,
stop that.
He got away.
but where? His legs.
I'm ready to get married.
Would love to insight check this.
Can I please, please insight check this? I don't think it'll go well,
like
but can I try?
Check. Let's go.
Yeah, sure.
Come on. Natural 20!
Yeah! I got a 16!
Yay! Or 28.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. I got 21. So,
okay.
Oh no, Snow White's awake! Right, let's get her married. Come on, horse.
Just for fun, should Liv's rule count?
Uh-huh. Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it?
Oh, this man!
Because genuinely this idea is so stupid I wanted it to work.
Okay, I see. That's fair then, because I was like, why?
I genuinely wanted everyone in the room to believe that you were Snow White.
I
that's
do.
Fine. Head nose. So is that your turn?
I look at the prince and I say, I'm unwed and available.
I think my taste might be changing. I'm
losing time for young
really
prince.
As you slick your hair back a little bit, like, still sticking up.
Yeah, so, cool. Clarice, should we take Snow White back then? Because Legs is gone, so.
You can answer that on your turn, Legs.
Please, can you kill my fairy godmother?
Can't speak yet.
No, speaking of, it is Fairy Godmother's turn. Can I get a death saving throw, please?
Don't get a one.
I do believe in fairies. I do.
That's a success.
Yay!
So that mean
one and one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Magic. That's all you can do, unfortunately. Then
wait,
it is.
Wait. Listen.
This always precedes something horrific.
Hey, listen, I can contain multitudes. Now, I think that since you're a fairy, we know what heals fairies.
I do believe in fairies.
I
fairy godmother.
Only
I
if
do.
Everyone in here do. Does the Macarena.
Oh. Ready? I do believe in fairies. I do. I do. I do believe in fairies. I do. I do.
Close
I do believe in fairies. I do. I do. I do believe in fairies. I do. I do.
Woo!
And Fairy Godmother's away.
She's alive!
What sure, you miss? Can have a turn.
Oh, okay.
Legs is very bad.
Where is Legs?
Oh, they ran away, I think. I didn't see them.
On their little legs.
Did you do that all on your own?
I did.
Away?
I did.
I'm so proud.
Hey, that's the last
do
one.
Do you want to come sit?
No more.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Please can I have some spell slots back?
Yes.
Yes.
Get wrecked, DM.
Get wrecked. That's my patron. You can't stop that. I'll give myself one, not two. How about
you can have two spell slots. I don't foresee this encounter taking more than another round. So,
I think that I'm canonically so aghast by what's happening. That's why I can't speak.
talk to animals.
Oh, are we still...
I assumed we just could still.
Oh, yeah, I was assuming everyone could.
Okay, I've been chatting.
That's fine.
Because I was dead.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to say, for the sake of some form of balance, you giving your subject... What are you... Warlock, his spell slot back is going to be your action.
Oh, yes.
That's fair. Nope. Okay.
Because technically, you should still be unconscious. Very loose with the rules here.
Yeah, one more time.
So... I want one of them to die, let's be honest.
You nearly had it.
You had it out for me from the start.
I'm going to trot up to Snow White like, oh, wonderful, yes, very good, we'll take you to the... too leggy. Stab you through the face.
Ah!
Please do!
Clarice, what are you doing?
I'll stab you through the face.
I look at you.
So I just look at A2 Leggy was brilliant.
Yeah, right.
And I say, you may be ahead on this one. But oh. No one will ever believe you.
I think about as soon as you're attacked, your disguise self drops.
Yeah.
No, you need an attack
no
roll still.
No one will ever believe. Oh,
oh, that was actually a good roll as well. Okay. That's 19 to hit you.
You can kill me however you like, baby
don't
girl.
I kill you.
No,
do
please.
It.
Yeah. Oh my god, really?
Yeah. I want to die. Yeah.
Listen, I will. I'm laying here on this thing. I'm the villain, and it's up to you how this ends. Oh. So I'm just gonna give you that narrative gift.
The spirit of giving. So I'm going to.
she'll be like. Now it's time for you to see how it feels. And she's just going to rip you in half.
Oh, wow.
Legs does the splits.
I think it's time for us to split up.
And as Legs...
Looks like it's the last leg.
Oh.
And as Legs is split in half, the anklet amulet falls off. I'm a prop. And we see you for your true form.
Yay! Oh, I'm
what is your true form?
Beautiful princess!
Oh my god! Oh.
Yeah. I'm Cinderella.
Technically, you should be the Swan Princess.
Oh, shit.
I think you should be Cinderella, except your shoe is a horseshoe.
Oh,
that's good.
You did that at the start. You said it's not
there. That makes sense. It all comes around.
Sure.
Yay! Yeah, I pop out and I'm like, I'm Cinderella!
I remember!
No! Snow, honey! Snow, where are you? Oh, there she is.
Yeah, Snow, where are you? Just once again.
Oh, dear.
She wasn't knocked unconscious. She's just sleeping.
She's always having a good sleep. Oh, good.
So whenever legs very horrifically get split in half, all of the villains who were fighting go, well, that was our paycheck. Boys, back on the ship!
Can we have a round of applause for legs, please? Yeah. Villain extraordinaire.
Wow, okay.
Clarice, you're like really I just wasn't you're a human, I've been riding you, I don't know if that's
I hear a double wedding coming on.
I think we should compartmentalise that for later.
Okay.
Not think about it too much.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Sure, no, I can wait. Do we think should I marry my horse?
It's the most in character moment for you, I feel.
I think you should marry your horse.
I'm going to marry my horse.
Can I roll to see if Snow White is in love with me?
Snow White or the French?
Love triangle.
Oh no, Snow White. Oh,
as is, but Snow White still is very much asleep unless somebody wants to waken her.
What is this? Oh, slap.
Oh right. Wait.
Up you get,
come on, you gotta get married.
As you reach down, it's you touch her face and you see
Oh, no! No!
I was having the weirdest dream!
Yeah!
You're a strange woman. Look. Come on, we've got to get you married!
It's not good. Is that what happened with your soon-to-be husband? Because bad vibes. Bad vibes is all I'm saying.
I'm just a bit of a heavy sleeper. I wasn't cursed or anything. And
did he kiss you while you were asleep?
We had been dating for a while. People don't realise this. We had been dating for a while.
That doesn't matter. Oh, my God, girl.
Had you kissed before?
Yes.
Okay, listen.
People just latched onto this weird, woke me up with it. I was just asleep. We'd been dating for years.
Okay. Listen. I'm taking narrative control away from you here. So, I know I'm not here.
Yes, you're very much dead. I need two beds.
But listen, you know what? We're not going to a wedding anymore. We're having a girls' weekend.
Yeah!
We're going to the cabin.
Oh my god.
And we are going to talk Snow White.
Can I come?
Yes.
Okay, great.
One of the girls.
Yeah, the girlies.
So this is going to make my outro poem largely irrelevant.
It's fine, we're just in a hot tub in the Maldives.
Cool.
Rubber dub dub. We're all in a hot tub. The beast is here, and I'm no longer a rear.
Naomi.
With that said, whether or not the wedding happens, entirely up to you guys. You all retrieve Snow White, you head back, and you all, in one form or another, have your happy ever afters.
Hooray!
That said, so, the villain is beaten, no surprise, of course, but I don't think anyone here suspected the horse. But the heroes of But the heroes have triumphed and won the day. The story is over, what more can we say? They were brave and heroic and ever so clever. They vanquished this evil equine's endeavour. I was very proud of that line.
It's very good.
Snow White has been rescued. The wedding resumes? With all seven groomsmen accompanying the groom? All the stories herein have come to their end. Happily ever after goes without being said. For all of us too, then, that's all for the show. But we've one final message before you all can go. We hope you've enjoyed it and had some good fun. That's all we can hope for when all's said and done. All that's left is a message from all of us here. Merry Christmas to all.
To all. And
Happy New Year!
I was reading it. I couldn't get it right.
Y'all have been lovely. After this is going to be Liminal Live, which I'm also in because I have nothing else to do.
Naomi's not leaving this room all day.
Thank you all for coming.
Yes,
Thank you, everyone.
Just a reminder, Emily, Danny, Jordan, Naomi, and Liv. You can find us on all of our social medias. We're going to be about the rest of the day. And
thank you.
Thanks for us, guys.
Bye.
I have a gift for you.
Oh! Oh!
So nice.
Yes! Thank you.
I have more.
So that's it for our special live recording. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to this as much as we enjoyed recording it. And please, if you haven't already, go and check out all the amazing things the people who featured in this show are out there creating right now. So Three Black Halflings, Goes Like Being Said, Secrets of St. Kilda, RP Geeks, you guys know we've worked with them before. We did the Panto with Emily and Chamonix last year. We absolutely love working with them. Go and check out all their work, guys. They are all phenomenal at what they do. They're all just great people, and you should absolutely be following all of them and checking out all of their work. Once again, just a thank you to Dragon Meat and the Podcast Zone and Electro Voice for allowing us to do this, and John for all the amazing work you put into getting these recordings and shows running properly. But now the only thing left to do is to wish all of you an enjoyable holiday season, regardless of what you celebrate. We hope you have a lovely time full of food and drink and fun and laughter, and we hope to see you back in the new year as we begin the much belated but finally coming start of our second act of season 2. But if you need a little bit of something to tide you over that Christmas break, if you haven't done it yet, I highly recommend checking out our Patreon. We have been creating a whole bunch of new content. We have several new, I don't want to call them shows, but several new bits of content that we're going to make on the regular, including our Friday Folk Tales, where Pete is going to regale you with folk tales from across the UK, and maybe a bit further once we get through enough of them. We are going to be doing character creation sessions, where Pete is going to sit down either on his own for the first one, or with other members of the cast, and we're going to create just one-off characters that might be fun to play, or that we've wanted to play. We, of course, have all the previous stuff, the Explore the Lowers, the DM Deep Dives. We are now releasing little magic items that you can use in your own games, traps that you can use in your games. And once we get a bit of time to sit down and record it together, myself and Pete are going to start doing some how-to D&D videos. Obviously, a lot of people listening to this probably know the basics of how to play D&D, But we're going to start doing little video recordings where we're going to put them on Patreon and then later upload them to YouTube, where we walk through the basics of how to play D&D, starting off as a player and then further developing into DMing. But those will come a little bit later, probably February, by the time we get that recorded and edited. But there's plenty up there now you can go and check out. We have stuff scheduled right the way through January as well now, so there's plenty of content to get your teeth into. So, thank you very much for sticking with us, guys, and we'll see you soon.